This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Dettelier along with Charlie Long behind the glass here, coordinating and supervising everything on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line from Lake Charles, the president of McNeese State, Wade Roos. Wade, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon, and man, happy birthday.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you so much for having us on here. It's good to it's good to every once in a while reconnect with an old Bayou Lafourche connection, so we're glad to be on.
Thanks so much. Wade, kind of tell everybody a little bit. I know CBS on their broadcast Saturday was talking about you had sort of come up with an economic figure for what it meant to get all this publicity for McNeese to make it to the 64. Then you win a game Thursday, and man, I'm trying to do a show with Coach Mulkey, and the game's playing and ending, and I'm getting all these texts, and but you know my mind is concentrated on. Questioning Coach Mulkey, and then I can't tell you how many people, you know, text me about, man, what a great game and what it does for the state of Louisiana and for McNeese.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an honor to be back in our great state. As you know, I left and I was an economist at the Federal Reserve in Chicago for quite some time, then was Arizona away for 20-something-odd years. I had the opportunity to come play a part back in the great state of Louisiana in our education, and came back and realized that we have had some disinvestment and we need to start thinking creatively. So 2 years ago, or 2.5 years ago now, I was named executive vice president and athletics come and meet me. And as we started developing a strategic plan, the idea was, okay, how do we, you know, again, I probably think too much like an economist, but how do we quantify and make sure that our actions are truly going to drive outcomes? So we started tracking and investing in basketball 2 years ago. And then last year we saw, when we made the tournament, we have a what we call advertising equivalency. And it's an algorithm that basically tells us, okay, if you would have to pay to get this many eyeballs on a McNeese logo, every time the word McNeese is mentioned, if we had to buy some sort of advertising campaign, they give you an equivalent of that. And the way we figured we could leverage that was through athletics. So actually the UL system now bought the algorithm and is kind of using it throughout all 9 institutions. But for us, over a 7-day period that we ended this morning, we stopped calculating it this morning, we had an $84.7 million advertising equivalency. Obviously, my advertising budget is about $250,000.
So I was going to say, who's cutting that $84 million check?
Yeah, so that's a big – no, it's not an $84 million check. But the way we think about it and how does that become outcomes is we track it to our webpage, right? So we think, okay, if we can get people onto our webpage and if they're actually going to click on what we define as meaningful clicks, which is either about us or apply now, those are the two hot buttons on our webpage, then we say, okay, they're really digging and maybe that can drive enrollment. Given the current structure of higher education, enrollment's where your revenue's at. And our motto and our methodology last year, we flipped enrollment. We were up 3% in the fall for the first time in 15 years. I gave a lot of credit to that because of our run, you know, because of this process and this intentional plan that we put in place last year. We were up 3.6% or 7% in the spring. That was the first time in 15 years. And currently, our applications for the fall are up over 10%. For us to be able to capture this exposure and this enormous amount of advertising equivalency, then we have to see it come all the way to enrollment. And we're pretty optimistic when you see the application numbers truly elevating on a daily basis throughout the last 7 days. So we're pretty optimistic that when it's all said and done, we can develop a model that truly shows causation, not just association, in terms of an economist talk that our actions and our plan that put in place had a causal relationship to drive enrollment. And that's what it's all about for us, because that's where the revenue's at.
Wait, I had this conversation with Tim Rebo, and I've always felt McNeese in the state of Louisiana was the sleeping giant. That, I mean, you sit right on the border, so to speak, where you pulling, you know, people that go to McNeese, not only from Louisiana, but you're a stone's throw away from Texas. And so, man, we can talk about from a sports standpoint, that's big, but also from a student standpoint, that you're pulling from both states here. And I've always felt that the McNeese Cowboys and McNeese State University, they were the sleeping giant. If there was one in the state of Louisiana, it's there because of where you located.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And it's funny you say that. We just put in a strategic plan in place where it says, you know, we want to be the premier. I mean, our vision is to be the premier regional university in all of Louisiana and Southeast Texas. So we realize that's our service area, and we want to be the best there is in all of that. And our mission is to provide a life-changing higher educational experience. So I could not agree with you more. We're positioned geographically in an area that is also economically pretty vibrant. I mean, if you take the five parish area in Southwest Louisiana, you can't go get five other parishes, no matter how you put them together, that has better GDP growth in the last 3 or 4 years. Now, a lot of that is because of the capital injection from our LNG industry, but, I mean, that goes all the way into our university, and how do we develop to make sure we continue to develop talent for that industry. So to your point, yeah, we're sort of blessed with being in a hot economic part of the state, and we plan on capitalizing on that as a university.
Yeah, the natural gas industry to me is something here that, and you know, if you got the right people in place, I think would be such a huge boom for the state of Louisiana. Now you're in a spot because of success, and I got told this by an old athletic director years ago, I'd much rather have a coach everybody's after than have one no one's after, because that means we ain't winning. So you in a spot today, and you have an athletic director who's got some background, certainly in coaching basketball, that now you're in the search. But with the transfer portal opening up today, it's pretty imperative that I would think that you guys are going to do this pretty quickly in hiring a successor to Will Wade.
Absolutely, Mike. We've had a plan going on for the last 2 years. Will has been a phenomenal coach, but more importantly, a better person. A lot of people don't realize that. I consider him a dear, dear friend. I mean, he flew back on the team playing with us. He could have went straight to NC State, decided he wanted to make sure and come tie up all the loose ends, do the right thing, put a bow on it, make everything perfectly fine. I talked to him 2 times today. Just an amazing human being, as well as a pretty dang good coach. We've had a succession plan in place for the last year, and we are moving on that pretty quickly, and we'll probably have an announcement before the end of the week on who will be the next coach and keep the momentum going. One thing I would say, Mike, is that we don't run from the portal. We may not necessarily agree with it, but we don't get to define the world that we're living in, right? We don't get to play a part in that. We've got to embrace it and try to win depending on what arena we're in. I mean, if we're playing football, we're not going to walk out there with a basketball outfit on or basketball. So the same thing in this case, you got to embrace the portal. It's the world we're in. So, you know, we're evaluating everybody that entered the portal today, and how do we keep the folks that are here and to build a team next year to make this same kind of exposure. Because, again, this is way more than basketball. This is way more of it than football. This is about using our core competencies in South Louisiana, which is experiences, right? We love to be around people. We love crawfish balls. We love community. That's not the case in Chicago and Arizona and some of the other places I've been. So we use this as an idea, okay, how do we leverage this core competency to get people excited? And in South Louisiana, athletics and theater are two areas that we're investing in because it really brings the community together. So, again, it's so much more important than just what's grabbing the headline today. It's about using this to allow us to attract that marginal student. I've said it over and over that maybe in Jennings or maybe in Beaumont, Texas, that's not really thinking about McNeese. They get on this campus. we provide them an education that truly changes their lives, and their lives are changed forever. Their kids' lives are changed forever, and so on down the road. So we're looking to attract that future chemical engineer that's in the rural areas of Southwest Louisiana, and bring them on our campus, attract them through the excitement of athletics and theater and some of the arts that's going on our campus, truly get them on our campus, give them a great education, get them a job, and get their life changed. I mean, that's what it's all about to us. We measure success. All of this has a very calibrated outcome, and that is placement rates of our students and starting salaries. So none of this is worth anything if it doesn't result in outcomes of placement rates and starting salaries. And that's the way we think about it.
Wade, I'm going to get you back on. We can talk a lot more about the economic impact and what sports does to a school. And also, for a lot of people, even that are from the bayou, from the River Parish area, and they might not want to stay close to home. And, you know, McNeese is a far enough ride for them that they away from home. Maybe, you know, they want to kind of be away from everything and sort of be on their own. They got people like that. You know, it doesn't really matter.
Yep.
And so, man, I want to have that longer conversation with you. But, man, I want to thank you for joining us this afternoon. Wish you guys the best of luck. And, man, I was so thrilled to see at the end of that game when you ended up winning it. But then I saw you jumping around. Man, I was like, man, I'd live a long time. I didn't think I could see you have that vertical leap like that.
Yeah, I think we pulled a hammy. We might have pulled a hammy right there. But it was really exciting. Great day for our university, Mike. Just a great day for our university, and how that we realize we can use the athletic side to truly elevate the academic side of our university. So thank you so much for having us on.
Thanks so much, Wade. I appreciate it. And we'll definitely give you a call back to have you on, because I want to talk the economics side of this a little bit more. So thanks for being on with us, and a happy birthday to you. The president of McNeese State University, Wade Roos.